Gingrich, Trump win will be dramatically bigger than expected. By Pam Kee on August 24, 2020. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Waters World, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich predicted President Donald Trump would win re-election. Gingrich predicted it would be a dramatically bigger victory than people currently expect. Transcript as follows. Waters, so you have a column that's causing a lot of commotion. You're saying that the ticket between Harris and Biden might not last. Tell us why? Gingrich, well, just in the sense that they will collapse politically. First of all, let's look at Harris. She is the most radical member of the Senate based on voting, which means she is to the left of Sanders and the left of Elizabeth Warren. I mean, you know how hard that is. Second, she's a terrible performer. She was at 15% support nationally, last July. By the time she dropped out, she was down at 4%. Biden actually had 8 times as many African American supporters as she did. And in her home state, she was running fourth and 61% of Californians wanted her to drop out of the race. So I just started with the idea that she is not a good performer. She's not going to last and she is way too radical. And in Biden's case, although I think he did a great speech at the convention, probably the best speech of his career. The truth is, if you just close your eyes and imagine that we are negotiating with Xi Jinping, the very tough dictator of communist China, you say to yourself, would I want the U.S. represented by a guy who is tough but has some rough edges? Or do I want a guy who is pleasant, but he falls asleep halfway through the meeting? I just think Biden is not going to last, and when you look at their platform, it is so radical on almost every front. Tax-paid abortion in the 9th month, for example. Confiscating guns, which is an explicit Kamala Harris position. There are a whole range of these things. You know, changing the suburbs through federal bureaucracy, which Biden has endorsed. So I go down that list and I say to myself, when people get to know them better, just as happened with George McGovern in 1972, they are going to say, you know, I don't think so, I can't vote for you. Waters, you mentioned McGovern in 1972. You're not predicting a landslide Trump victory. Gingrich, I'm predicting that it'll be a dramatically bigger victory than people currently expect. Waters, wow. Gingrich, because, well, first of all, you see it beginning to build now. Waters, you do. Gingrich, there's a poll just out this week in Minnesota that shows him tied. Waters, yes. Gingrich, with Biden. In Washington state, in the primaries, the Republicans came roaring back everywhere except Seattle, and have done dramatically better than they did in 2018. In special elections, we've been doing very, very well, and I think, I just talked to a New York State Assembly candidate yesterday who was running in a suburban county just outside New York City. So it was a Hillary Clinton county by about 16 points. Trump is now ahead in that county, and he said part of the violence that people are watching, you know, Madison Avenue and Fifth Avenue be trashed, and they're watching gangs starting to come into their town, and they're saying, you know, I don't want any more of this. Waters, so if you combine, you know, taxpayer-funded partial birth abortion on demand, putting Beto in charge of grabbing guns via executive order, while there's a crime wave happening, and giving taxpayer relief to illegal immigrants with regards to coronavirus. They want to give illegal immigrants access to free healthcare as well. Are those things going to be able to be exposed? Or do you think that mainstream media is going to be able to create such a protective bubble around this ticket that they might go weeks without even being asked a pointed question like that? Gingrich, well, know that first of all that the 207 House Democrats voted for Nancy Pelosi's H.R. 6800, which does give $1,200 as a bonus to every illegal immigrant. So the theory, I guess, if you can break the law and get in the U.S., Nancy wants you to be happy. Waters, you get a bonus for breaking the law. Gingrich, yes, a bit of a, that buys about I think 100 quarts of her favorite ice cream. But look, I think your point is exactly right. If we were in a situation where the propaganda media, which has replaced the news media, was able to define everything, they would probably protect Biden enough through the election. But the fact is, and one of the most remarkable achievements of the last 5 years is the fact that President Trump has a big enough communication system that he can literally press slug it out with all of the networks, the New York Times and the Washington Post, and fight him to a tie. And so I have no doubt that as the campaign keeps growing that we can get these messages across and we have a huge advantage that are fact. Now, we don't have to wait to make stuff up. We don't have to invent some post office phony scandal. We just have to tell the truth about how radical these people are. And also, you know, when you say 9, literally 90 days of Portland rioting, every day for 90 days. That begins to be a fact. And it was very interesting to me that neither Biden nor Harris was willing to say a word about Antifa, a word about our level of crime. You now have the mayor of Chicago, announcing that she is going to have police on her own personal street, because she wants her family to be safe, but good luck to the rest of the city. Well, I think that stuff sinks in at a level of reality that even NBC News can't cover up. Waters, well, not only they didn't mention crime, they haven't mentioned China. They haven't mentioned terrorism. They haven't mentioned trade. They haven't mentioned taxes. They're mostly just talking about feelings that Donald Trump is a mean person. This is a racist country. And if you restore Joe Biden to the White House, everyone will feel better. They won't tell you what they're going to do, but it'll make all of your bad feelings go away. It's almost like psychotherapy to the Trump derangement syndrome base. I'll give you the last word. Gingrich, look. If you had their issue positions, you'd spend all your time talking about feelings, because every time you talk about an issue, you're going to lose votes. Waters, right. Gingrich, so it's the most clever strategy they have in playing out a losing hand. Waters, all right, we have Trump and the American future, Newt Gingrich. It's out now. Check it out. We discuss or he discusses all the things the president needs to hammer in the next 70 days, as well as the American future under Donald Trump. Pick it up in bookstores or order it online. Do whatever you have to do but go read it. Newt Gingrich. There he is. Thank you very much. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.